It's the Morning Munch, our morning devotional to get your day started right, and bringing us the Morning Munch this morning, our very own pastor, Tommy Briggs.
Hey, Jeffrey.
And today we're in John chapter 4, and the story of the woman at the well. Jesus is talking to her, and there's a lot to talk about here, but I actually want to focus on the end of the story, because the woman asked Jesus a question about worship, and she says, you know, our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is Jerusalem, asking where is the proper place to worship. Jesus answered me, he says, believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. What Jesus is saying here is, you know, this woman is concerned about where's the proper place to worship and where's the proper ritual to follow and all that. And Jesus is essentially saying, you know what? It doesn't matter. Those things are outward things and they're unimportant. What matters is, are you worshiping in spirit and in truth? In your heart, are you worshiping and exalting God? There's a lot of debate in the church about, you know, with proper forms of worship. You know, are you traditional? Are you liturgical? Are you blended? Are you contemporary? All these different styles of worship. But you know, none of that matters to God. You can have the best band and the fancy light show, and they can be rocking it out every Sunday morning. But if it's just a show, it doesn't matter. And you can be in some rinky-dink church with somebody banging out a hymn badly on the piano. But if the hearts of those people are devoted and connected to God, that's true worship. And vice versa, right? I mean, it works anyway. The form doesn't matter. It's not like, well, is this right or is that wrong? I think we get caught up in these debates, you know, about, and especially music, you know, what kind of music should we have and do this and do that? And which music is right? Which music is proper? And God's up there saying, you know what? I don't care. You know, it matters to me whether you have a guitar or not, whether you use a piano or a drum or all of them. What I care about is your heart connected to me? When you're worshiping, are you really worshiping me? Are you centering on the Lord? Are you focused on him? Are you exalting him in your heart? Are you exalting him in your spirit? Are you connecting with him in a real and powerful way? That's what matters to God. And that can be done in any kind of church. It can be done in a contemporary church. It can be done in a liturgical church, a traditional church, blended, wherever. You know, what matters is, are the hearts of the people connected to God? Are they reaching out for him? Are they desiring him? Are they exalting him in their hearts and in their spirits? That's the kind of worship that God desires, in spirit and in truth, right? I mean, it has to be true worship, too. I mean, there can be worship that, you know, has bad theology to it and things like that, but that's an issue for another day. The question is not, you know, what's the style, what's the form, what's the music? The question is, where are our hearts? And if our hearts are exalting God, that's what God cares about, and that's what matters to him, that we worship in spirit and in truth. And that's our much for today.
Very good. Thank you, Tommy. Can you pray for us?
Absolutely. Lord, we thank you that we have the privilege to worship you and that we can come before you to exalt you and lift you up and rejoice in you. And Lord, we pray that whatever form that may take for us, whether it's a traditional hymn or contemporary song or chorus or something else, Lord, that whatever it may be, that we would be exalting you in our spirit, that it would be true worship, that we would not be so concerned with the form or the style, but Lord, we would be more concerned with just connecting our hearts with you and worshiping you truly in spirit and in truth, and that you may be exalted in our hearts and glorified in our being. So Lord, we pray that you would make us true worshipers this day, that we may please you and connect with you and know you and give you the glory you deserve. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Tommy Briggs from Gateway Baptist Church.
Yeah, we're on 6047 Door Street. They're at 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for our worship service. We have small groups meeting throughout the week. It is a growing church. We're excited about it. We've got some new people joining, and we're just excited to see what God's doing. And despite the road being tore up and everything, it hasn't hindered the move of the Spirit. So we're excited for that. If you'd like more information, go to our website, gatewaytoledo.com. That's gatewaytoledo.com, and you can see all the information there.
Thank you, Pastor Tommy Briggs.